The Torah, after it tells us how Yosef was successful in interpreting Paro's dreams, says that Yosef now adds a comment to Paro. And he says, V'ata yirei Paro, Paro should find ish novan v'chacham, a wise, intelligent person, v'yishisei al eretz Mitzrayim. And he should be placed in the leadership role of Mitzrayim. And many Mefarshim asked the question, Yosef was asked to interpret the dream. Yosef, Baruch Hashem, successfully interpreted the dreams. Who asked Yosef for advice? That now Yosef adds his advice to Paroi, that Paroi should find and appoint somebody to lead Mitzrayim. And moreover, yes, Yosef had indicated that there was a hunger coming, there was a need to plan economic planning, what to do during this difficult period that was coming up. But why was it necessary that this individual who will be appointed for this position, as we just said, the pasuk says, v'yishiseyu el eretz Mitzrayim, should be appointed to this very important leadership role of all of Mitzrayim, and then we indeed find in the pasuk that Paro says to Yosef, Rei nesati oischa kol eretz Mitzrayim, see that I appointed you over Mitzrayim, ubeladecha beside you, b'yarm ish es yodiv es ragloi, nobody will have any power equal to yours, v'ret rak hakisei egdal mimcha, the only person that will be more senior than you is me. And we find that when the people came to talk to Paro about the difficult situation, he says to them, L'chu al Yosef, do whatever Yosef tells you. And he is sort of removing himself from administrating and running the country, particularly in such a very, very difficult time. So I saw that the Sefer Be'er Yosef explains that Paro actually saw this in the dream. What happened in the dream was that Paro had the first dream with the cows, and then he had the second dream with the storks. So Yosef indeed tells Paro that the reason you had this dream twice, so as Yosef says, Ki nochen adovim em Hashem, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is committed, so to speak, to doing. It's going to happen quickly. But what Paro didn't understand, explains the Be'er Yosef, is why, and he knew that everything that happened in these dreams was extremely planned out, and every detail has meaning. Why was it necessary for him to have a dream, wake up, and then fall back asleep and dream again? Because the message was that not only, as Yosef told him, this is certainly happening, and it's happening quickly, and it's going to be for real. What the dream was also telling him was that you will be asleep. You will lose the ability to run the country while these things are happening. So Paro realized, why was that message being sent to him? That message was being sent to him because if he won't be in position to do what's necessary in running the country, there's a need for somebody else to run the country. And that's why Paro, and Yosef understood this as well. And that's why it was very much part of the explanation of the dream that you need to appoint somebody to do this. You need to appoint them, and you need not just appoint somebody to do this, you have to give them a very senior position, because you, who would normally have that position, will not be here. You'll be, so to speak, asleep. You won't be available to run the show. And actually, I saw that Rav Dushinsky, in his Sefer Torah Maritz, says something fascinating. He quotes a chidah that says that, because if we think about this dream, these dreams, and the interpretation was so obvious. And the pasuk calls Paro's advisors the Chatume Mitzrayim. They were wise people. They were experts in interpreting dreams. And here we find that they completely lose their ability to do so. What? Why? So he explains that the dreams were primarily about economic situation, hunger years, good years. And the Chatumei Mitzrayim knew that when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make decisions about economy, about what's going to be with the economy? That's on Pesach. But Pesach nidin al tefuah. On Pesach, that's when these decisions are made. But as we know, this dream took place on Rosh Hashanah. So the Chatumei Mitzrayim, even though they thought about about the obvious interpretation, which Yosef indeed said, they said that can't be the interpretation because it's the wrong season of the year. Yosef said, you're right. If the interpretation was strictly about the economy, Rosh Hashanah is not the time. The time is Pesach. But the real purpose of the dream, Yosef said to Paroi, was that it's really speaking about leadership. Who is going to be the leader of this country? And he was sending, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending you a message, you need to be thinking about leadership. Leadership is decided on Rosh Hashanah. And that's what impressed Paroi, that Yosef was able to understand that this interpretation makes sense for this time of the year, because it's primarily about the leadership aspect that this dream comes with. And that's what differentiated Yosef. And that's why Yosef very much understood and knew that when he interprets the dream, he has to stress and point out that this is very much part of the Pisra Nachaloyim. And I saw that the Sefer, the Sholol Yechzer, takes it one step further. So now we've explained why appointing somebody to lead the country is so important and is so much part of the interpretation of the dream. But why was it so necessary that Paroi, Vishiseu al Eretz Mitzrayim, should take this person who he chooses and give him such a serious leadership role? And Yosef, so to speak, was saying that that's what's necessary. Yes, there's going to be a need to deal with the economy, but why is the person who's going to deal with the economy have to be the Mishnah Lamelech, have to be the second in control? Why is that part of the interpretation? So he says, he quotes from a Gadol B'Yisrael, Rav Gavriel Zev Margolius, who was a dayan in the city of Hordena. He was actually the son-in-law of the very famous tzaddik, Rav Nechumka Mehordena, who said that in his time they lived in Russia, there was a whole region of the country that there was a famine, the crops had failed, and there was a real economic situation going on, a real depression. And they appointed a committee for this entire region. Many cities were part of this, etc. And they appointed a committee to be involved in dealing with the situation. And none less than the prime minister, who was the king's son, the czar's son, was appointed to be part of the committee. And people didn't understand. Yes, it's a serious situation. Yes, it requires action. But why does the prime minister himself, the crown prince, have to be part of this committee? And they asked him. And they said, I'm certain that the committee is going to come up with wonderful suggestions that are going to require action, whether it's supplies, whether it's going to be different policies that are going to be needed to be implemented, or different types of important decisions that will require serious implementation. He says, if there's going to be a committee, and there's going to be a chairman of the committee, are people, even if they're government officials, but they don't carry my title, and they don't carry my power, and they don't carry my clout, what's going to happen is that when there's going to be a decision reached and it's going to be need to follow up on, nobody's going to really pay attention. But if it comes with my a signature to it, and it comes that I'm the one that asked that this should be done, of course no one is going to deny the Tsar's son, the prime minister. Yosef's advice to Paroi is, as we see, as Yosef says to Paroi, this is serious. This is a real situation that's coming up. Yes, of course, you're going to know that you have to appoint a finance minister and you're going to have people involved in the economy to help navigate during these difficult times. But if the person who's in charge is not a person that the country realizes is second to you, the people in the country and the people who need to implement the policies and follow the rules are going to have to recognize that the one that's making these rules is a person of immense power. That was so brilliant, that to understand that if you want something to get done in such a serious way, it's not enough to have a smart person, but you have to have a person of real authority. Paroi says, you have the understanding of what it takes to make things takes things to get done. Ein novim v'chochem kamoicha. And that was all part of the dream, and that was all part of an interpretation, and that was all part of who Yosef was and what he represents.